How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat Buzzer today with Kay Johnson Smith of the Ag Animal Alliance. Talking Proposition B after this.
Sometime today, Gary Johnson will spend a few minutes thinking about how to make the world a better place. The Enid, Oklahoma farmer knows his involvement in Farm Bureau means he can propose an idea today and see it become policy for the state's largest farm organization tomorrow. Now, this kind of grassroots involvement is why Farm Bureau is regarded as the voice for Oklahoma agriculture. Now, if this sounds good to you, visit the nearest County Farm Bureau office today and learn how we are feeding and clothing the world, one farmer at a time.
Hey, it's a free country. You can throw on a ninja costume and belly dance around the block if you feel like it. You can line your lawn with purple plastic flamingos. Wear orange and black face paint to OU's homecoming. You can do whatever, as long as it doesn't hurt other people. Secondhand smoke killed 46,000 non-smokers from heart disease last year. So much for their freedoms, huh? Secondhand smoke. No one should have to breathe it. Learn more at stopswithme.com.
The latest power play at the state level by the Humane Society of the U.S. came in Missouri as they promoted Proposition B, getting it narrowly passed in Missouri on Election Day earlier this month. Kay Johnson Smith with the Ag Animal Alliance says that this is something that the HSUS folks and other similar groups have really gotten pretty good at.
It's interesting watching what's happening in the states. Really, HSUS and other activist groups have learned that the state initiatives are their biggest power play. They're expensive campaigns. They spend a lot of money on these state ballot initiatives, but they also make a lot of money from the fundraising component of by portraying dogs and cats or farm animals in awful videos or awful pictures of animals. But they're starting in many states with the ballot initiatives that are puppy mill ballot initiatives. This is what they're called. It's their term. But it's basically putting a limit on the number of dogs that breeders can have. And I think what's really important is agriculture needs to watch what's happening with that initiative, but get engaged in those issues, because it is really their stepping stone to agriculture. It is a way for them to raise a lot of money in a state, to build a lot of credibility in the state with the voters, and to really test the waters on what they can and can't do there. Missouri was the closest that they have come to losing a ballot initiative in the last 20 years.
It's remarkable. The Missouri vote was so urban versus the rest of the state.
Absolutely. If you look at the precincts, I think it was 101 out of 114 precincts voted against Prop B, which is the initiative that put a limit on the number of dogs an owner can have. So, and the only areas that voted for Prop B were the very urban areas, the Kansas City and St. Louis areas predominantly.
So in your mind, what is, you said it was a stepping stone. Why is this dangerous to animal agriculture, production animal agriculture?
Well, looking at the language, it would be very easy to then just add cows or chickens or pigs as well in the numbers of animals that any owner can have. It is putting a constraint on the number of animals that a legitimate business can operate with. And some people say, this is about dogs. This is not about farm animals. But if you look at the HSUS strategy, it's very clear that their next step is to limit the number of farm animals.
Kay Johnson Smith, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Sharpen your competitive edge by attending Ag Connect Expo, the can't-miss global agricultural event of the year, coming to Atlanta, Georgia, January 8th through the 10th. Get up to speed on the latest innovations, talk one-on-one with technical experts and producers from around the world, and attend educational programs led by the industry's top presenters. For full details and registration information, visit agconnect.com. Ag Connect Expo, connecting the world of agriculture.
More with Kay Johnson Smith on the Beef Buzz tomorrow about this subject. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.